USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House for a flag presentation ceremony opens up about an Iranian drone attack earlier on Thursday.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
Southwest Airlines is now extending cancellations of its Boeing 737 MAX flights even further. The airline says it will not fly the 737 models until at least November or perhaps longer. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are slightly higher as the Dow gained 3 points to close at 27,223. The S&P was up 11. The NASDAQ up 22. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence announces new sanctions against Iran's government.
The United States will not stand idly by while Iranian-backed militias spread terror. And today, I'm announcing that the United States has placed sanctions on two leaders of Iranian-backed militias for all they've done. We will hold them accountable.
Pence speaking there at a State Department summit to promote religious freedom. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The House passes legislation that will gradually increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
This bill honors the dignity of work, grows the economy, and upholds the bedrock idea of fairness in our country, that hard work deserves a decent wage.
Speaking today on Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying that millions of Americans would get a raise. Now, what we have found, though, and studies have shown that in cities such as Seattle and San Francisco, where minimum wage increases were made, more businesses closed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul objected Wednesday to an attempt to pass a unanimous consent bill regarding the bill for funding 9/11 first responders, arguing that passing such a long-term bill without offsetting the costs would contribute to our nation's debt.
It has long been my feeling that we need to address our massive debt in this country. We have a $22 trillion debt. We're adding debt at about $1 trillion a year. And therefore, any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years, should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable. We need to, at the very least, have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then, I will object.
Former 9/11 first responder John Field tells Fox News, though, that despite Paul's attempts, this bill will make it through the Senate.
Mitch McConnell, he gave us his word, and he's been sincere about that. And we're confident when the bill goes on the floor for a straight up and down vote, Senator Lee and Senator Paul are going to lose. And any amendment they try to make, you know, we have 73 co-sponsors. We have a two-thirds majority. And I don't think anything they have to offer holds water. But, you know, let's get to, Rand Paul got $580,000 for broken ribs. We get $250,000 for cancer.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.